Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about the common misconception in some secular societies that we have intellect. Human beings have intellect and hence do not stand in need of the divine guidance and the prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition, we're going to talk about the relationship of intellect and faith. So to begin our discussion, I would say that if our intellect is capable of understanding what the prophets have brought to us, right, then some conclude that because our intellect is capable of doing that, we do not stand in need of the prophet. We're just supposed to push the intellect. And then there are things that sometimes we, as a human being, do not realize and understand that the prophet is saying. Now, in that case, are we supposed to just blindly follow the prophet? So this dependency between a human being and the prophet of God, or the 124,000 prophets that Allah has sent on this planet Earth, isn't that something that is unnecessary? Why should there be this dependence, right? Now, first of all, we need to understand the role of a big blessing that Allah has given to all the human beings at large, and there are exceptions, but, you know, normally, is intellect. What is the role of intellect? Well, intellect is something that actually gives us the exposure to the needs of our physical being and our spiritual being. As we know that a human being is a composition of these two existences. One is the spiritual existence and the other is the physical existence. Now, intellect is something that gives us the exposure to the needs of these two existences that we have within us, right? Now, this intellect naturally would take us to what we need. So, for instance, it's hot and we need to cool ourselves down and our body is feeling the heat of the sunlight and all that. What do? We turn on the air conditioning, right? Now, this conclusion that we drew is because of the intellect that we have. The intellect says, okay, you're feeling hot. You need to solve this issue. How do you solve this issue? Turn on the air conditioning. If it's too cold, turn on the heater, right? Now, intellect is that guide that takes us to whatever is going to solve our problem. We do not say that, okay, we're dependent on the air conditioning now, right? The intellect just solved our problem. You're hot, turn on the air conditioning. It's cold, turn on the heater. Similarly, this intellect, it tells us that since you're concerned about your life here and your hereafter, hence go consult the prophets. Go talk to the prophets. Okay? Go look at the teachings of the prophets. So this intellect actually guides us to the prophets. Now, there are certain things that based on our knowledge and intellect and all the capabilities that Allah has put in human creation, we are able to accomplish. For instance, scientific progress. Right? But then there are some of those knowledges that we do not have any access to no matter what. Like, for instance, what happens in the life after death? What happens when we go under the ground and are put into a grave? Who informs us about those knowledges? It's the job of the prophets to inform us of those knowledges. And who takes us to these prophets? Our intellect does. With this, we're going to take a short break, and once we come back from the short break, we're gonna handle this misconception at a little bit more length. Stay with us.
Prophet Muhammad was the messenger of Allah, in the words of Shaykh Hasanain Rajabali.
Brothers and sisters, I want to make it very clear. The Prophet was not a mailman. He was not a delivery man. We say messenger. The Holy Prophet was a messenger. He was not a mailman. When a mailman brings the Holy Quran to me, he could be an atheist for all I care. He brings the Quran, he is separate from the Quran. The Prophet is not a mailman. The Prophet is the Quran walking and talking. He is the mail, not the mailman. He is the message. He is the example. He is the Quran. Hence, the Quran came into his heart. Otherwise, Jibreel would have brought a book down and given it to the Prophet as evidence. And this book would have been so divine that no human being could replicate it. And it could have been floating someplace and the whole world would have known. This is definitely from God. Humans can make this. So that's one issue. The second issue is when the Quran was revealed, people say, the Prophet, you know, he didn't know how to read. So they say, ma ana biqari. Jibreel says, iqra. He says, well, I don't know how to read. And then the stories go further. You know, those who like to put a little salt and pepper in, make it nice and spicy. Chinese whispers kind. He said, yeah, Jibreel says, read. He says, I don't know how to read. So Jibreel squeezes him. You know, gigantic wings just, you know, iqra. I mean, is it logical? You're saying to your Prophet to read. You're squeezing him? For God's sakes, don't squeeze him. How is he going to read? Now, excuse me, read what? Look at the absurd logic. If Jibreel brought a book down, you know, he's got a book. He opens it up and says, Ya Rasulullah, Iqra. He says, I don't know how to read. But that's not how it happened. Jibreel came and says, Iqra. No book. Now, even a parrot could do it. Even a parrot will say, Iqra. If I say to you in French, you'll do it. If I tell you in Chinese, you'll do it. You say, Nioma. Nioma. Okay, thank you. Very nice. I don't know Chinese. Yeah, but you read. It was very nice. But I don't know Chinese. Yeah, but you read. So why is the Prophet having a problem reading? Look at these concoctions and stories about the Prophet not being able to read. Jibreel is saying, read. Follow me. Read. The spirit is already in the heart of the Prophet. How can he not read? Tell me he read and then the spirit came? Absurd. The spirit was already in him. The Quran is already in him. So how come he cannot read? No, the Prophet never said that. These are concoctions designed to belittle the Prophet so that if I can belittle the Prophet, I can belittle the laws of Allah. I can belittle Islam and Islam comes under my foot in my pockets and now I can do what I want to do with it.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before the break, we were talking about a misconception that some have that they seem to claim that since we have intellect, we do not stand in need of the prophets. So we talked about the role of the intellect in terms of the faith in prophets and how do we reach the prophets and how do we reach this conclusion of referring to the prophets of Allah. Now, we're going to talk about the dependency of a human being on the prophets. So this is something that sometimes makes people uncomfortable. Is it like they say things like, is it correct for the human beings to be placed completely in the hands of others and accept whatever they say without questioning, right? Like blind faith? Are the prophets not human beings just like we are? What makes them so different, right, that we go and look at their teachings? How can we agree to place ourselves at the disposal of what another human being is saying? Well, how do we deal with this misconception or these questions, which in some cases are genuine and are youths, they think about these things, inshallah? Well, we're not saying, no one is saying that a human being should place themselves completely at the disposal of another person. The point is that prophets, as we will prove in other discussions, are related to divine revelation. That is, with the endless knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must, by the means of certain and sure reasons, know their relation to Allah. It is only then that the words of these heavenly messages can be accepted, and we accept their reckoned teachings with all of our hearts and being. So nobody's asking you to have a blind faith. And this is again where the role of intellect comes in. Through your intellect, you look at the attributes and the qualities of those divinely sent prophets, evaluate a person that he is the prophet, and once you reach that conclusion, this is when you submit. So your intellect actually took you to submission. And that submission from there on will take you to prosperity, because that's when you start to follow what the prophet is saying. So it's not blind faith. You use your intellect to reach the right person, which in this case we're talking about is prophet. And same goes for the imams, the vicegerents of the prophets, the 12 imams, right? So our intellect is that guide who takes us to that level. Let me give you a small little example to just explain this phenomena. If I follow the prescription of an expert physician, have I gone wrong? I mean, is it something, should I be saying, why am I dependent on this physician, on this expert who has the knowledge about my body? The prophets are generally, you know, if we look at this example, are just like great doctors. They're the doctors of spirit, although they have the physical knowledge about our physical being as well, but we're too concerned and much concerned about our spiritual being, because this is what's going to last. So prophet is like a doctor. If I accept the lesson of a teacher, which are coordinated with the intellect, have I done something wrong? The prophets are the great teachers of humanity. Okay? Although the role of the prophets is not confined to teaching only. Keep this in mind. This is another misconception that we will deal with at some other time. The prophets are not just teachers. Okay? The story of their leadership is something which needs to be discussed separately. They're the leaders. They're supposed to be leading the societies, the prophets and imams. But we're running short on time, so we will discuss this some other day. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.